So, percussion is one of the most celebrated groups of its kind in the US and can usually be counted on for high-intensity rhythms. But in their one-hour show at the Philadelphia Fringe Arts Festival this week, they do a fair amount of talking, and in ways that suggest the cutting edge is getting softer. The Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns reports.
Young artists are all but mandated to look fearlessly forward. Nonetheless, so percussion looks longingly and sometimes fearfully backwards in Where We Live, a piece about home, what we remember about where we grew up, what it meant, and how place defines emotion.
Remember the look on that face, or a simple request, or a moment that makes you think about the way things used to be in the place where you used to live.
That's Josh Quillen, who narrates the show amid a stage that looks a little like a garage sale, with a 1960s rec room lamp, video footage showing a gas oven fired up for dinner, and an ornate kitschy alarm clock accompanied by a battery of musical hardware that includes the homiest percussion instrument of all, the toy piano. Quillen and his colleague Eric Beach are about helping audiences to go inside themselves.
We want people to walk away with feeling like they were part of a very personal experience about home on some level.
It's kind of a show that encourages us as performers and also the audience to let our minds kind of wander around and find those connections.
The show itself does wander among remembered details that seem too inconsequential to have meaning, and yet they do.
Close your eyes and take a half deep breath, not too deep. Just pretend you're filling up your eyes with air. It's all that you're going to need.
Whatever happened to the rebellious artist, the barbarians that stormed the gates of the artistic establishment? Darren O'Donnell, the Toronto-based theater director featured in the Philly Fringe, echoes current thinking that artists are no longer trying to improve the world by tearing it down.
Okay, it's not the best place in the world. We can imagine better places. How do we make that happen is not through rejecting the system, not through tearing it down, which was, you know, the unsuccessful strategies of the past. Now, more so, there's where can we look to patch places and heal places? And I think people are trying to figure out how to care without appearing naive, especially to your old school friends.
Eric Beach arrived at a similar conclusion.
I would say Where We Live is about finding consensus.
If we thought The Fringe was confrontational, well, it still is, but with pieces that enter your consciousness through the side door rather than the front.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.